I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, once again, it is the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap for Monday, May 13th. This is what you missed this morning on the show. We were here.
Yep.
We had coffee.
Yeah.
We had donuts.
I had a little egg sandwich.
Yeah. What? You know, it's hard to get up early on a Monday.
It is.
But let's talk about our breakfast because McDonald's, they've actually been debuting their high-tech menus across the country at about 700 locations. What makes these kind of unique is that they're actually using artificial intelligence to kind of suggest things for you.
That's right. Robots want to make your meal for you.
So let's say, for instance, Storm goes in and gets a cheeseburger.
Right.
And you don't want fries. You just want hash browns for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay? So you order that.
Well, isn't that a breakfast item, though, Chris Malone?
Yeah, but they now have it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. 24 hours. McDonald's breakfast all the time.
All right. I don't want a bun now. I want two hash browns with a cheeseburger in between.
All right. Keep that in mind. All right. So let's say Janie comes up next and follows you.
Right.
And she wants a cheeseburger, too, but she's maybe not as quick to think about what she wants to accompany her cheeseburger.
Right.
It just remembered, hey, the guy ahead of me added a hash brown, even though everybody wants French fries, but you wanted a hash brown. It may suggest hash browns and fries and some other stuff as well. It kind of remembers and learns what people think, what they particularly want.
Okay.
It's kind of a new way of particularly trying to upsell us when it comes to food. They say that if this turns out to be a pretty good venture for the artificial intelligence software, see for it to be rolled out at more locations across the country soon.
I want to see a button that says, hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if the AI will learn rhymes right off the bat, but I will say I used the machine in Atlanta. It wasn't as smart as the ones we're describing yet. It was actually more frustrating at the time. But for me, just because I didn't know how to use it, but it was like, it gets down to the nitty gritty, like how you want your hamburger cooked. Like, do you want pickles? Do you want ketchup? Do you want mustard? Like, you can choose all of that. So at least, you know, when you do it, it's not the employee getting it wrong. It's you if you don't type it in right, you know?
I sneezed using one of those and got 15 apple pies.
There you go.
Hey, there are worse things.
Yeah, Game of Thrones, of course, we've got almost all wrapped up here. And everyone's jumping on the Game of Thrones bandwagon, including gender reveal parties. You know, the ones where they bake a cake, and if it's blue inside, it's a baby boy. If it's pink, it's a girl. A lot of people are doing that with cakes, but they're making them in the shape of dragons.
All right.
Or maybe a face of the Khaleesi.
Yeah, kind of like, is it going to be a Khal or a Khaleesi?
A Khaleesi.
Like Khal Drogo or Khaleesi?
There is a...
I wish I knew what you were talking about.
There was an online retailer called Risen Sun Creations. They actually have gender reveal dragon eggs, which are kind of cool. But she said they've actually gone up since the season 8 of Game of Thrones went on the air. His sales have gone up 750%.
Okay, he'll have sales through another week then.
Yeah, he's having a good year. So what happens is when the special eggs, they'll change to red or blue when heated. So that's how you can have the gender reveal party.
And then after the show, what's he going to do?
You know, aren't they working on a prequel of Game of Thrones?
I have no idea.
It wouldn't surprise me if they are.
Yeah.
That's what a dragon egg is for.
Maybe.
Isn't that a prequel?
Tell you a little bit about that. We found out, interesting, I'll be very honest with you. There's Party City here in Gainesville, and I really thought it was a joke. You would walk in, and there's a handwritten note on the door that said, due to the helium shortage, we can only fill balloons from our store, not from other stores. And I thought, this is just a gimmick for you to sell your balloons and stuff like this. But come to find out, it's true. There is a helium shortage so much that Party City themselves saying that they're going to have to close about 45 stores because there's not enough helium to fill all the balloons that are there.
Now, we used to have tanks of helium around the radio station.
Yeah.
Just for balloons.
Absolutely.
We don't have them anymore. Is that because of big helium?
I think we don't do balloons anymore. But, you think about, that's one little teeny tank. I'd imagine Party City goes through, 30 of those a week or whatever. But here's what I found was very interesting. Because helium is the second most abundant element on Earth, right behind oxygen. And
nitrogen, actually.
No, it's I made a typo on that one.
Oh,
it's actually
oxygen. Okay.
But they
thank goodness.
They said the majority of the world supply of helium is actually a byproduct of natural gas. And Texas has been known for gas forever. Yeehaw. And Amarillo, Texas is actually where we have the federal helium reserve since the 1920s.
And those are actually being tapped, though. Those are going down, right?
They're going down to the point where we're starting to sweat a little bit. And why we're starting to sweat, it's not for balloons. It's actually more for the medical profession, because they actually use liquid helium to cool the MRI machines, because they make a lot of heat, and a lot of medical stuff is done that way. Plus, our airbags contain helium. A lot of fiber optics are created in a helium environment, so it's used on a lot of textiles. And what's happening is that we're running out of the helium. And because it's supply and demand, they say that the price of helium has gone up more than 250%.
Wow.
In fact, there's been shortages left and right. So it's actually very true that we're running out of helium. However, 2016, some scientists shocked the world. They actually found a huge bubble of helium beneath the Rift Valley in Tanzania. Enough, by the way, to fill, what was it said? I think it was 1 to 3 million MRI machines.
Wow.
To keep them cool.
Right.
By the way, there's only about 250,000 worldwide right now, so I think we're okay there for a while.
If helium comes from natural gas, I'm sitting on an incredible reserve.
Are you?
Yeah.
I just didn't realize there was this much. I've never really thought about helium as much. You know, usually when I think about helium, it's either when somebody's being an idiot and sucking it in to make their voice change, or buying balloons. I just had no idea it was used for so many other actual relevant things.
Well, you think you'd use liquid nitrogen, which gets very, very cold, to cool down these machines.
From reading the article, it was really like super nerdy and stuff. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I don't know if everyone else will. But it's much more stable.
Oh, okay.
And it
nitrogen,
doesn't take as much energy to keep it cool as it would be.
Because you can get nitrogen put into your automobile tires, and it's a smaller molecule. It won't leak out as much as regular air.
I always heard the nitrogen because, believe it or not, our transmitters fill it. It's just regular air contains like oxygen actually brings stuff in together.
Yeah.
Nitrogen expels, so it keeps water out.
Yeah, right. That's what we have in our transmission lines, our transmitters.
Believe it or not, reading this article, I had no idea that helium is actually from uranium decaying in our Earth's core.
Ooh.
And it's a byproduct.
How about that?
So remember that next time you suck it in.
Nice.
It's actually a byproduct of stuff that'll kill you. We found also, this was kind of an alarming report that came out last week that talked about there are over a half a dozen lawsuits going against ConAgra after people sustaining injuries allegedly resulting from exploding cans of Pam cooking spray. Now, ConAgra is the company that makes Pam, and that's pretty much every aerosol cooking spray is made with Pam, or it's a store brand.
Mm.
And what they did was, back in 2011, they changed the can in order to make it safer, because a lot of times when those cans get bent in shipment or you drop them or whatever, if there's a lot of pressure inside of it, if there's no way to relieve that pressure when you drop it, the can will explode. Well, by making the can safer, they're actually, according to this lawsuit, they're alleging the can actually is more prone to exploding. And that's what has happened with people. Some people have actually, they've been spraying it while cooking and had it explode in their hand, hit their face, cause scarring, cuts, and even burning because of the gases. So in essence, what you need to do is go home and look and see at the underbelly of your cooking spray. There'll be four little U-shaped cutouts inside the
it's on the bottom of the can.
Right.
Itself. It's like a pressure relief valve.
Yeah, and those are designed to be safety, but it actually, according to this lawsuit, it's not. So what they did is, why this is kind of fishy, is that ConAgra, as of this year, stopped using this can redesign that they've been using since 2011.
But they didn't do a recall.
They have not done a recall. And
I don't know if I have any in my pantry. I haven't used that stuff in such a long time, but if I do, it's expired, so I'm going to go check.
Yeah, I mean, it may be safe, it may not be, but it may be, you know, I don't want to take the chance of having it in my house, especially if they've pulled it off the market and they're being quiet about it. So you might just want to pull it out and dispose of it properly that way. So they also say, as long as ConAgra replied to the lawsuit, saying if you use the cooking spray as it is directed on the bottle, which is to keep it away from heat and open flame, don't store it in anywhere where temperatures get above 120 degrees. That is perfectly safe to use. This was an interesting one. Apparently, 1 in 5 people do not wash their legs in the shower.
Yeah, oh, I am a little guilty of this sometimes. Not all the time, but when you said it, I was like, "Oh my gosh, am I dirty?" Like,
no, believe it or not, this was. Thank goodness for the internet. Besides, you know, finding out, you know, you don't get along with family, and you find, you know, racist and bad people everywhere.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes it exists, even in the family.
There's even some good thing that comes out of this. There was a guy that actually asked a question. He's like, do you wash your legs when you're in the shower? And it was a Twitter question. Had well over 600,000 people, and they found that 20% of people do not wash their legs. And here's the
I think it's because they don't want to bend over. It's kind of lazy.
It is. I'm lazy down there, too. But here's the theory behind it. Most of the people said, well, it's because I'm washing the upper body, and all the soap suds just kind of go down, and gravity takes care of it. And according to one dermatologist, yes, that is actually pretty accurate.
Now, I could say, with Jenny, when you shave your legs, that's kind of a super wash of your legs.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, when I'm using body wash, I like it to be all over my whole body so that it sort of is like a perfume for the day. So, I mean, I definitely do sometimes, but it, also it just lathers up so much that there is a lot of it naturally, like you said, like just sort of trickling down my leg anyway. And I mean, I'm not like in the garden. I mean, if I'm outside in the yard, I'm going to wash everything, but otherwise I'm just wearing pants.
That's like exactly what they said, is that, you know, for just for normal wearing pants or skirts or shorts, just the normal sweat and body stuff, just the that's fine. But if you get dirty, of course, kind of scrub it. And they also talk about sometimes, you know, just like with any part of your skin, if you overwash it, a lot of times you take away those essential oils, which can lead to irritation later. So it's not a bad thing if you don't wash your legs when you're in the shower.
Well, that is interesting. So just like a car wash, just having the stuff rinse over your legs. That's,
right.
That's plenty.
And then finally, we learned...
What are they going to make a shower with those car wash little things in them?
I would
love spinning
that.
Things?
I think...
Where you just turn around and the thing washes you?
How many dog owners would love that?
Oh, wow. Really?
How much easier it would be to clean the dogs?
You know how many freaked out dogs we would have in this?
I don't think... At least the dogs I've always had.
You ever taking your dog through a car wash?
No.
Blows their minds.
I bet. I mean, oh, you're talking about inside.
Yeah,
oh.
While they're in the car. No, you just put it in the back of the truck, right?
We'll say storm. That's unlike you.
No, man.
Let's see. And then finally, we learned about changing this. And this was a study that said to reduce your body fat for your family. They actually did a study, and they had a group of families move their breakfast 90 minutes later than they would in the morning, and their dinners 90 minutes earlier than they normally would have them. And what they found was those families that did that versus the ones that just kept eating at the normal time actually were able to eat less. And therefore, they said they were, on average, lost twice the amount of body fat as those who kept their meals in the stagnant time.
Body fat. I don't understand the moving the breakfast up. I can understand the dinner up. Because they say you shouldn't eat 3 hours before you go to bed. But
the breakfast is, I think, to get your day. Like, because when I wake up and I just go eat breakfast, I'm sitting on the couch and I'm just kind of eating all the things, you know.
Yeah,
whereas if you push it back, then you start getting busy. And then you're like, because that happens to me. Like, sometimes, like, when I come to the morning show, if I don't eat before, by the time I get home, I'm not wanting to sit down and have a full breakfast anymore. I'm just going to grab a banana.
Right.
So I'm not eating as much food.
Well, the study found that those who moved the meals actually had a reduced appetite, decreased eating opportunities, and a cutback on snacking, especially in the evening time. So it's worth at least a shot. Maybe not moving the breakfast thing, but maybe moving the dinner up 90 minutes. And then, you know, we mentioned many another segment on the show is that, you know, the kids eat differently than parents. So why not have a separate time for the kids to eat? If they're hungry, feed them dinner. And then you can have dinner on your own later on in the evening.
Just call it the early bird special and everybody eats.
There you go.
3 o'clock, sandwiches. There we go.
And there's our show for today, Monday, May 13th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC.
Bye,
ya.
Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Happy Monday.
Bye, Janie.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.